Sean Newson Hongpatin, Death of the Ego, Year 2023. Color photograph printed on cotton canvas. Dimensions 119 by 150 centimeters, including top and bottom wooden slats measuring 2 centimeters. The piece is stretched on wooden slats and suspended from the ceiling with wires positioned at the center of the room. Sean Newson Hongpatin is a multidisciplinary artist from Benin, whose work spans photography, film, and directing. He pursues his creative practice with the precision of a designer and the sensibility of an artist. Created in collaboration with the fashion brand Monsieur Noir, this series of photographs explores the concept of the ego, a pervasive force in human experience. This particular photograph was taken in Porto Novo, Benin, yet it could just as easily depict an African-American neighborhood in a city in the United States. Low-rise buildings, one or two stories high, loom in the background. It is late afternoon, and the sun is beginning to set behind the rooftops. A young boy performing a skateboard trick in the middle of the street on the right side of the photograph is the focal point of the photograph. He wears a white balaclava with ears resembling those of a teddy bear. His torso is bare and he is dressed in jeans and Vans trainers. To the left of the frame, several young men walk in a single file across a zebra crossing. They are casually dressed in t-shirts, jeans and trainers. Some have earbuds in their ears. Their formation subtly echoes the Abbey Road album cover by the Beatles. In the background on the pavement, a small crowd of onlookers, children, teenagers and adults, watch the skateboarders' tricks. A little further along, two women in patterned dresses, handbags in hand, have stopped to observe. The lifestyle scenes in the Death of the Ego series seem as though they have been lifted straight from music videos set in suburban California. The leisure activities and clothing of the figures reflect globalization and the spread of American trends. They capture the universal experiences of growing up. Yet these images are also a cautionary tale against becoming lost in stylization and self-conception. They offer a reflection on the potential toxicity of the ego and invite viewers to consider the delicate balance between self-confidence and its more harmful manifestations, a balance that shapes our relationship not only with others, but also with ourselves.